Asia's airline guru on the future of air travel. Fares had risen by 30% and weren't coming down anytime soon, with airline capacity unlikely to change over the next 5 to 6 years. Tony Fernandez, CEO of AirAsia parent company Capital A, said that despite volatile oil prices and foreign currency fluctuations, the outlook for aviation remains positive due to extremely strong demand. Fernandez says that pandemic struggles had necessitated a plan for surviving, which included setting up logistics, engineering, and digital divisions. However, he now sees positive longer-term consequences for both AirAsia and the aviation industry as a result of the turmoil, noting that both airlines have been reporting record profits. "I think we now have the best time in aviation," he said. "If you think about history of aviation, America went through lots of ups and downs and a lot of consolidation. Europe went through the same thing. There were a lot of state-owned carriers which threw a lot of valuations out by crazy pricing, or state subsidies," Fernandez added. ASEAN was in that position with a lot of state-owned airlines being subsidized and throwing fares and being irresponsible. COVID has taught everyone a lesson. So that is one positive for me, in that we now have a rational market. He said fares had risen by 30% and weren't coming down anytime soon, with airline capacity unlikely to change over the next 5 to 6 years. This is in part due to a backlog in aircraft orders that manufacturers are struggling to keep up with. "We have an advantage of a 400-plane order book, but many airlines don't have that. If you buy a plane now, you won't get one till 2031, he said. Fernandez said AirAsia had been lucky as an Airbus-only customer to swerve the ongoing turbulence with its 737 MAX aircraft, though he added that he believed the U.S. plane maker would come out of it stronger. Future travel trends. In a recent CNBC interview, Fernandez said he sees some resurgence in demand from China, but just as good, if not better, opportunities in the Indian market. Post-pandemic, Asian travelers are showing a preference for regional journeys and even domestic ones, partly because of the current jingoistic climate, he said. He is, meanwhile, excited by the potential for new long-range aircraft, particularly Airbus's A321XLR, its long-range, single-aisle plane. "That's going to enable us to create a long-range, medium-haul low-cost carrier that can span 10 hours. So it means that dream of having a narrow body to take you around the world, as opposed to a wide body which is much more expensive," Fernandez said. "That would be a very exciting concept, creating an Emirates or a Qatar, but on narrow body."